Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to give you a real quick heads up. We are going to be in California. Just got an invitation to Florida today. We're also looking at Michigan as well as South Dakota. If you'd like to book us, we usually book out 3 months. And matter of fact, here, let me do this. If you're on social media platforms, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. And I'll show you my schedule from last year just to show you that we are boots on the ground all year long. Again, this is last year's schedule, and we plan on probably doing more this year. And every year, that's exactly what we have done. It has continuously grown on a yearly basis. But for a three-month window, we are booking right now. So if you'd like to book, please do. We're going to be in California next month, and we're looking at South Dakota in February, possibly Michigan. And then just got an invitation this morning from a sheriff to come back down to Florida. So we are looking to get back out on the road again, keeping the Great Commission. Mark 16:15, Luke 24:48. Also thinking of Luke 19:10. The list goes on again. Go to Scripture. You'll understand exactly what we're talking about. So now is the time to book. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of who we are, what it is that we've done. Our media page is over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to the left side of that page. Subscribe. Go to the top of that page. Subscribe to the live feed with Rumble. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do. Let's stick to the topic. People are, well, we got a phone call this morning, folks. People are angry. Bradley, well, tell us what to do. Tell us what to do. Tell us what to do. I mean, truth be told, every show that I do, regardless of how short or how long it is, I always give you the answers as to what needs to be done. Here, let me do this. Since I have you, I'm going over to sonsoflibertyradio.com right now, okay? I got saved back in 95. I have been boots on the ground since then, and we've never looked back. And why would we look back when Jesus said, "To he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." Now, if I go over to the event assemblies, what it is, friends, it just shows you all the high schools that we've done. It shows you the student responses. It shows you the principal referrals. I mean, we've been busy. And that's all we've been doing is going forward. The objective is to get to our posterity just like our forefathers did with us. If I go to where we have been on sonsoflibertyradio.com, this will give you a little idea as to how busy we have been. And these little flags are continuously growing every week across the country. And we're also in Alaska as well. You can go over and look over there. We got radio antennas all over the United States. We're broadcasting into 153 cities. With that said, you can go to the affiliates page on sonsoflibertyradio.com. It will show you what we have been doing. This ministry has never been about just sitting back and doing nothing. The playground in which the Lord has bestowed upon us has been the United States of America, period. From the East Coast to the West Coast, from Minnesota all the way down to Texas. And that's exactly what we have been doing. So when people call us and say, Bradley, you know, we're a little angry with you because you're not giving us the answers. I'm giving you the answers all day long through my example. And my example is that I'm following Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Where I leave off Christ, don't follow me anymore. And here's the bottom line. Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, that's exactly what he said. He said, follow me as I follow Christ in 1 Corinthians 11:1, and that's what we're all called to do. And everybody's going to have their own function. There's apostles, there's prophets, there's teachers, there's pastors, there's evangelists. And everybody's going to have a different function, and you have your own road to plow. Matter of fact, just yesterday I get an email from a guy, and a message sent to me through Messenger, and he starts laying on me about how I haven't helped him do this, that, or the other thing. And I said to him, listen, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, 1 down. Okay? And I said, I'm not going to take your guilt. I said, you have a row to plow. And I have a plow to hold to. You have your road to plow, and I have mine. Everybody has to do their part, because if everybody had their eyes fixed on the Christ, at the end of the day, we're all going to come together under him with the same mind, the same heart, and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians, New Testament 1:10. And what's going to happen? He's going to be glorified. So everybody needs to be doing their part in the body of Christ. So Ephesians 4:11 comes to my aid. Read that. Read 12 as well, for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry. And that's what real grace does, friends. It empowers through faith to do what? The works. And I know people that call themselves Christians say, well, I don't have to do the works. No, I don't do the works to get saved. I do the works because I am saved. And you can't separate the two of those, friends. That's called being a friend of God, just like that of Abraham was. So we're going to be saying today what needs to be said once again. And so many in this country, they continuously tell me all day long, we want the resolve, but I'm always pointing the finger back at the example that's been set before us concerning the Christ and the patriarchs and the Word of God and our forefathers. And so what I did is I named it, you say that you want the resolve, right? What did our forefathers do? Everything is already in front of us if we want to bring around about the resolve. Now, I do want to say this. Americans, if you would take the time to read the Word of God first, everything else is predicated and premised on the Word of God, because the presupposition is that God is, period. And if we obey our Creator and we meet Him on His terms, He promises the results. Okay? He said that those that are willing and obedient will, what? Eat the good of the land. And I remember what John Quincy Adams said, son of John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. He said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But you have to first do all that you can do and see what he'll do in confirmation of his word, which is in his son. Okay? But when you go to the Constitution, secondarily, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4, right? When you look through this, we see what we're supposed to do as a people under God. And when we look at the seedbed, friends, what's the first thing we do? We look at the Declaration of Independence. That's the seedbed, okay? And they already showed us exactly what we're supposed to do. So here's the bottom line. Don't look to me or anybody else or even the Lord to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves. We're going to be giving you a line upon line, precept upon precept, lesson today on just those topics, addressing real issues in America today.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One more shout out on the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. We get orders all the time, friends. Please do not wait until the last week. If you want some orders, go over to the store, get them ordered up so we can get them sent out in time. They usually go out the day that you order or the next day. And as you all well know, friends, the post offices are jacking their prices up on delivery fees, and it's just insane to say the least. And nothing's going down, friends. It's all going up. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store, and if you're going to order for Christmas, please do, friends. We got some great stuff over there. And this 99% of what's on that page is per your request. Okay, we got dog tags, we got cups with resistance to tyranny is obedience to God coffee cups, red, white, and blue T-shirts that spark up conversations. I have sheriffs wearing these shirts, friends. So with that said, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you're going to order, please order today or soon before Christmas. Thank you. Just wanted to let you know that. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So you say that you want the resolve, but here's what I continuously see. People that say that they want the resolve, they seem to have selective hearing in hearing what they want to hear when they have, well, in some cases, the audacity to call here to the offices and say, you know what, we're just tired of you telling us we should be doing this, that, and the other thing. Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, I didn't have to have anybody tell me what I was supposed to do. And it's been no looking back since I've been born again of the Spirit because I'm being led of the Spirit. I'm not led by man, Romans 8:14. And if you go to the book of Galatians, you're going to see that Paul himself didn't seek the flesh. He sought the face of the Lord because he was born of the Spirit. He wasn't born of the will of man or the will of the flesh. Okay? So that's why we go to Christ in all that we're called to do. And when we're born of him, we are a driven people. Ask my wife, she'll tell you. So will my kids. So, in saying that, to say this, friends, There's so many that say they want the resolve, but when it comes time to pointing the finger back at the responsible party themselves, really what it comes down to is them wanting you to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Listen, the Lord is not going to do for you what he has commanded you to do, period. He's not. That's not how he's glorified. Our faith is demonstrated in obeying him. Our trust in the Lord is by obeying him in doing what it is that he's commanded us to do. I'm humored when people say, well, just trust in the Lord. And you know what they've been taught? To do nothing in that trust. That's ridiculous. That makes zero sense, friends. But that's what people have been taught. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, this is where they stop. They forget the second part of that scripture. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So if you're on a path, that must mean that you are moving. Yep, that's right. That's right. So taking it forward just a little bit, the forerunners of this country shared with us exactly what they did to give us what it is that we have. Did everybody get that? The forerunners, they exhibited and set forth an example, Hebrews 13:7, as to what it is that we are now supposed to do. I mean, it's not like they just did something for us, and now it's going to hold its own. When you look in Joshua 22, you can clearly see, friends, that the Lord said, keep my commandments in dispossessing the enemies. And then when you possess the law, you're supposed to take possession of the land, then you're also supposed to keep those same commandments and holding on to that possession. Joshua 22, read it. Okay. Thomas Paine, author and founder, Common Sense. He's the guy that wrote that book that sparked the War of Independence and told the forefathers and the colonies, enough is enough. Listen to me, Americans. Enough is enough. You want answers. Thomas Paine set that example and he said, enough is enough. Throw off the king, which is a pagan custom. Okay. And put your trust in the Lord and do what it is that he commanded you. That's exactly what that book, and he goes right to 1 Samuel chapter 8 in that book. By dethroning the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse, and throning the Christ, the God of creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, read 1 Samuel 8 when you get a moment. But Thomas Paine said this back in 1777. He was a forefather. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. I didn't see Thomas Paine say, that radio show host over there, let him do for us what we're willing or unwilling to do for ourselves. That's not what he said. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. That means do your part. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequences will be the same. Okay? Before I show you what I'm going to show you, this is brand new information as to what's going on in Michigan right now. I had shared with the American people over and over and over again that they are doing their best to disarm the American people, to make us an open prey before those that they are arming. And what's happening, friends, we see all these agencies, for example, like the IRS, the ATF, the FBI, the CIA, and the list goes on of those that are being armed right now by your said government. And might I add, a government that runs in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution. These agencies are completely unconstitutional, but your government, in many cases, have found fit within themselves to steal away your tax dollars in buying arms to arm those agencies against the American people, their constituents. The very people that they are meaning to usurp. And I'm talking about the bad guys, not the good guys. And friends, do remember our representative government, our limited government, our Republican form of government. They receive delegated authority from us to do what it is that they do. If they go outside of their scope of authority, we have constitutional provision that says, well, just wait for them to live out their incumbency for the next 4 years. In other words, just let them attack the American people at will and overthrow their God-given rights for the next 4 years, and then what we'll do is we'll vote them out. Well, that's not working anymore. Everybody knows that. There's massive voter fraud going on. I'm going to go over to the state of Michigan for a moment because this next piece that I'm going to share with you, this audio video, comes from Michigan as to where they are trying to disarm you. See, the message, friends, concerning voter fraud, I'm going line upon line, precept upon precept right now, for in the case of a Gretchen Whitmer, the said governor there, the message by the mainstream media is that the people in Michigan are re-electing a Gretchen Whitmer to continuously create unconstitutional executive orders to further oppress them, to attack small businesses, to attack their very lives, to promote abortion, to promote Prop 3. They want you to believe that the people in Michigan actually re-elected a Gretchen Whitmer, even after the Supreme Court dethroned her once and then a second time. She is the absolutely embodiment, she is the absolute embodiment, friends, of what a tyrant is on every level, to say the least. But the message to you is that the people reelected her. Nope, it's the same thing in Minnesota. The people in the state of Minnesota, all 5.9 million of them, they reelected Tim Walz, who's not even from Minnesota, neither is the attorney general. No, we didn't vote in Keith Ellison. They hate his guts here, friends. Tim Walz is a total trade out. He's a traitor to the people, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. Regardless if people want to admit it or not, that's the fact. We did not re-elect them. Just like Obama was never re-elected. Just like Joe Biden was never elected. Okay, let's just get beyond all the smoke and mirrors that the mainstream media continuously puts up as if to suggest that, well, somebody did. And you know what? Shame on you, professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are sitting there saying, look at all these idiots that re-elected them. No, you're an idiot for believing that somebody did re-elect them. That's the problem with you people. You just go right along with the media that you say you don't believe. The people didn't re-elect them. So the point that I'm making is what Stalin was accredited with saying. Doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. We know that has happened. Again, it's the same thing in California. Same thing going on in Arizona right now. Same thing in Texas. Oh, my goodness, friends. In Ohio. All across the country. I mean, the American people reelected these tyrants to attack them again for another term. Okay, are we beyond all of that? That is a blatant lie from the pit of hell. This is what the mainstream media wants you to believe. That there's a lot more of them than there really is. There is not. And that's what they're scared to death that the American people are going to figure out. You know, the Bible clearly tells us, in Proverbs 28, the wicked flee when none pursueth. The only reason that you're afraid is because you're listening to an information source that's set on oppressing you and getting you to somehow or another to bow to their fearful tactics and their oppressive measures. So really what it comes down to is, what are you feeding on? Because if you're feeding on the Word of God, you're not listening to this garbage. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water case. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal. after a unanimous opinion from the state Supreme Court over the summer. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election from last month. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates is outside of the margin needed to trigger a recount. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been focused on the four Ukrainian provinces that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. The American soccer community is mourning the loss of Grant Wall, the soccer journalist died while covering the World Cup in Qatar. He was 48. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I gotta say this, and I was saying it during the break. It's amazing to me that, and I'm just sharing with you what I get to see. So I got two screens up on the top here, and then I got another screen on the bottom, and my motors are going all the time, right? And I'm doing my best to pay attention to everything that's going on. And I'm even trying to respond to some of the people on social media platforms. But what's interesting is there's so many people, listen carefully, because this is the truth of the matter. There's so many people that say they want the resolve until I tell them that they are the ones that God is pointing his finger at to right the wrongs. And then I can see the numbers dwindle a little bit. They don't want to be told that they're the responsible party. In this country, you are responsible for righting the wrongs. Evil prevails because good men do nothing is not true at all, because good men do not allow evil to prevail. You are a part of the problem. Do you not understand? It's an injustice. You're an accomplice to the crime when you leave off your duty before God and man. True! And you're going to answer for it, for what you do and for what you don't do. But it's amazing, friends, what I get to see, the hypocrisy with the people in this country. Listen carefully. And I'm the only one in the country doing this, along with the morning show host. You're the responsible party before God and man to right the wrongs. You, Christ in you, is the hope of glory in giving your children, your posterity, a future and a hope. If you do not do something in righting the wrongs, you are going to be held accountable for it, and you will be cursed by your posterity. That's the truth. That's the truth. Now, you'd think that I would have 10 million people online right now, you know, listening to that show. No, they don't want to hear that. They want to listen to, they'll go over to Fox News and they'll listen to one of their favorite talking heads that they don't realize have been put up to serve their sponsors and not the people. Okay? And what you do when you listen to the mainstream media, because Fox is just as bad as MSNBC, that's the truth of the matter. Prove otherwise. 1-866-582-9933. Here I am. They're making millions of dollars off of your ignorance, is what they are. They are serving their sponsors. They are not, in any sense of the word, showing the people how to bring about resolve. And yet we have the resolve right in front of our faces all day long if we're willing to respond to it. Faith without works is dead. James 2:14 through 26. Show the world your faith by what you do. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. Listen to that. That's one heart. Period. Read the book of 1 Thessalonians. You say you want the resolve, but then when you get it, you don't want it. Because it means you have to do something to get about the resolve. And I just got done highlighting what Thomas Paine said. And what did Thomas Paine say? Thomas Paine said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom, see, they want their freedoms, but they're not willing to fight for them. There's no such thing. 1 Timothy 6:12, it's called the good fight of faith. You don't fight, it means you don't have the faith. And if you do have the faith and you don't fight, you're self-condemned. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. See, how many people in this country, truthfully and honestly, they love their country so much that they're willing, like a politician, for someone to lay down their selves on the altar of sacrifice to give them the freedoms that they enjoy today? When it comes to fight, no, it's not them. They want to point the finger back at somebody else. You do the fighting for me. Right? But I'm not going to be a part of that. You don't deserve the freedom that you have. That's the truth of the matter. You don't deserve the freedom that you have. How many men fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have? What did they do to give you the freedoms that you have? What was their example? They fought against the tyrants, didn't they? Well, their posterity, you Americans, are submitting to them in your own backyard today. Shame on you. Period. Period. And how many times do I get to hear, oh, I die for my country. I die for my country. Yeah, but the problem is you're not willing to live for it. Shame on you. Shame on you. Hey, folks, here's the other thing. I'm a preacher. It's my job to slay sin. I'm not here to sit there and fraternize with your sin where you're fraternizing with the devil. Jesus came into the world to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. Well, you're fraternizing with him. Nope, that's not how you win your freedoms. You obey him. And then he brings the power of God unto salvation as you do your job in bearing the cross. Period. That is the power of God unto salvation. Thomas Paine said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Nope. Bradley, you know what? This is what you should be doing. Oh, you hear it all the time. All the time. You know, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep his precepts. They do the same thing that I'm doing. Those are my friends. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same. Now listen, what I was thinking about right during the break, the Holy Ghost just quickened me, and I want to play this for you. And I thank God for my friends that take the time to vet information and throw it at me. Sometimes it's an overload, to say the least. But this is a commercial just to show you, going back to what I was saying, about how the mainstream media is there. They're teaching you how to magnify the crime rather than magnify the law against the crime. And guess who the law is, Americans? You are under God, period. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, going to the New Testament, 8:10 of Hebrews, 10:7 of Hebrews, Romans 3:31, Matthew 5, the list goes on. Okay, you're the law. This government is we the people, not they the corrupt. Okay, and I'm talking about the corrupt. This is in 1998. This is a satirical Schoolhouse Rock clip aired live on SNL once, just once, before it was banned and never aired again. We're still talking about the same topic, friends, and I'm going to get to it in Michigan. But this is the stuff that's going on right now in the meantime to get to that point and fulfilling the gaps in between. This is in 1998, and this is how your media is controlled.
The media, I believe. The whole media is controlled by a few corporations. They see regulation by the FTC.
Jimmy Kissner, Fox Max Westinghouse and good old GE?
They own networks from CBS to CNBC.
They can use them to say whatever they please and put down the opinions of anyone who disagrees.
Or stuff about PCBs.
What are PCBs?
They come from electric power plants built by Westinghouse and GE.
They can give you lots of cancer.
Your information is all controlled.
When Westinghouse was sued for fraud?
Which
time? When GE made defective bolts, it was an unreported crime. Or when it was boycotted for operating nuclear bomb plants just to squeeze a dime.
That's a footnote, by the way.
A footnote protects you from folks who doubt what you say. Now maybe the voices in my head will go away.
But the big shots don't care. They're all sitting pretty thanks to corporate welfare.
What's that now?
They get from the government. It's supposed to create jobs, but that's not how it's spent. They use taxes off money to support congressmen who will vote for weapons programs.
It's a fascist state, friends.
And let them dump toxic waste where the young ones play.
And he even the bullets that shot JFK.
Okay, so you see that? It was played once. They're telling you who controls the narrative. We had Dr. Udo Ulfkott. We played the video. He said it's all fictitious. It's all fake. It's all propaganda. And this video right here exposes those that control the narrative. It's all of your favorite networks. Disney, Fox. Who's a part of it? GE, Westinghouse. The list goes on. This is in 1998. And I bring this back to Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee. Those that know to do it, but they don't do it. The wicked flee when none pursueth. That's how all dictatorships from the beginning to the present have taken control. Through deceptive measures. Through deceptive measures. Get the masses to believe there's more of us than there is them. Remember Adolf Hitler? When he used to have those mass rallies in the squares in Germany? You know what that was there for? That was to suppress his political opposition. And you know that 99% of the people that were there by force because they were in the military. And do you remember that there was laws enacted that if you didn't salute, you could be fined or jailed for not saluting Adolf Hitler? You know, the Third Reich, by the way, that came from none other than the dictator Benito Mussolini. Remember that when he would salute like that, that Nazi? That came from Benito. I've never seen a greater fool outside of Obama and Donald Trump than him. Ever in my life. You want to talk about narcissism? Put that up against Isaiah 14. But the narrative's completely controlled. And I got to take this to real conversation because that's all I've got to give. Hey, folks, those that bring the fire, have to endure the flame. And the only thing that I can bring when it comes to fire, Hebrews 1, 7, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, is my testimony. But what's absolutely amazing here, friends, is that even concerning what we're talking about, you know. I'm into what I do, folks. I mean, I just got to tell you, I am into what I do. I am so tired of people believing the lies. And, you know, and then I'm just on a little rant here. But it's interesting to me that even this morning, I post every morning, and then I do my article, then I post, and then I do memes. I just put scripture posts out there, or I confront the lies of what's going on out there. The problem, folks, let me say it this way. The problem isn't what you've been led to believe as the left. It's not them. It's the professors in the church. It's the conservatives. And it's a lack thereof. They're the problem. And Jesus told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of the Herodians, the corrupt doctrines of the hypocrites in the church and the hypocrites in government. Okay, so let's get to the next point after this, because friends, it's embarrassing. It really truly is. You want the resolve? I'm giving you the resolve. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chehi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so I'm paying attention to my friends on social media platforms, right? And it's interesting that he just said, the people want a king, Brother BD. You're exactly right. And yet Scripture denounces a king. 1 Samuel 8. And I was talking about this earlier, if you missed that, or if you just joined us, I'm getting you updated. That's a key. To have a king is a heathen custom. And in America, guess what, friends? We don't have a king. And I'm talking about incarnate in the flesh. Our king is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Test me on this, please. 1787, in the year of our Lord, at the end of the U.S. Constitution. Test me on it, folks. 1-866-582-9933. The Declaration of Independence, four references. Look at the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, which was the Mayflower Compact. It smacks nothing of the church. Freedoms come from God, friends, not men. Period. But you're exactly right. Men want, that's why they love their favorite politicians, all the way to hell. And the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. We have something called a supremacy clause, Article 6, Section 2 in the U.S. Constitution. That is our king under, guess who? King Jesus. Okay. Now, it's interesting that you just brought that up, because when you read in Romans 8:37, now to bring you over the top by grace, okay, yet in all things we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. If we're real Christians and we're feeding on the word, we are made more than conquerors. Okay? That's in Romans 8:37. When I go to 1 John 4:4, what does it say? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But yet, you look at professed Christians and conservatives and patriots, and what do? They do nothing but parrot the crimes of the bad guys that they fail to lawfully deal with. Hey, folks, those in government don't have a law that tells them they can do the wrong thing. I can't find that in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, their hand on the Bible saying just the exact opposite. The law to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, which is one of the three functions of government, period. They don't have a right to assail the American people. They don't have a right to take your freedoms and to distribute them among their fascist buddies. That's all unconstitutional. It's all illegal. We are where we're at today because we have allowed it to get to this point. When we get past the point of making excuses as to why we're here or blaming somebody else for why we're here, we're going to actually take some ground. We do have constitutional provision in lawfully dealing with those that are violating the law. And if you want to sit back and do nothing but watch and do it again and again and again, just keep listening to Fox. Keep listening to the MSNBC. Because that's all they're doing is telling you the problem. I'm telling you, by making reference to the Word of God and to the Constitution, they don't have the right to break the law or to violate or transgress law. 1 John 3:4. But if you're going to sit back and let them do it, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with, and that's what they're doing. My goodness, folks, it's time we draw the line in the sand here. The only thing you're being taught right now by the mainstream media and corrupt politicians is you're waiting for them to assail you on another day, and I can promise you this, they're going to do it. And nowhere can I find in the Constitution where they've been given authority to attack their own constituents, where they received that delegated authority from. I can't find it. I mean, this is a government gone rogue. Bradley, what do? I'm telling you, they must be impeached and prosecuted. The people must take their government back. Those that are incumbent right now that are good people in government that are... See, we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have already. Okay, we need a reformation. And there's good people in government today that are saying we need the help of the American people to deal with the corruption at such a high level. And that's where it's at. And folks, it's interesting, those that are in government, they're not even the ones calling the shots. Remember, Bill Clinton said back in the 90s, there's a government inside of this government that he has no control over. He's right. But I want to show you something. I just brought about Romans 8:37, where we're made more than conquerors. Then I brought up 1 John 4:4, where greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And then I think of 1 John 5:4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world. What? Our faith. If we're feeding on Christ, we're going to overcome. We're not going to succumb, and we're going to see it His way. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Because if you remember right, friends, there was a Moses confronting Pharaoh in Exodus 5. There was a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3, where they did not bow, therefore they didn't burn, and God was glorified through even the tyrant himself throughout the land. There was an Elijah confronting Ahab, Jezebel, and the false prophets in 1 Kings 18, where the false prophets were slain. There was John the Baptist reproving the king for all of his evils, Luke 3:19. And remember, folks, that we have been given the victory every step of the way. Why? Because God is on the throne. Now, I'm telling you this for this reason. Jesus already gave us His word of overcoming, being made more than conquerors, and greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We got a chapter in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, where it's the faith chapter, where it shows us what those that believe God, how they overcame, and they won the day. Okay? And I believe that we can, under God, again, do it again, because I anticipate that the Lord is looking for not a lot, but a few that are willing to take Him at His word and to try Him, to know Him, that He might be glorified. Because, as I've said 1,000 times, the history of the church is when your backs are up against the wall, here comes the Lord. Here comes the Lord. He's famous for it. He's infamous for it. And He's my daddy. Is He your daddy? Is He your father? Abba, Father? That means daddy. That's the history. What an opportunity we have in righting the wrongs. But this is what I want to say. In all of this, then you say to yourself, well, Bradley, why are things so array? Why is our country turning into a hell? Because it goes back to the responsible party again, because the people led it. Okay? But I want you to remember this. In all of this warfare, we're promised persecutions, trials, tribulations. We're promised that we're going to be hated by the world for His namesake. We might even die for His namesake. We're promised all of that. And Jesus said in John 16:33, He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that sitteth at the right hand of the Father, even now saith, I have overcome all of this. I am testing the church to see who it is that believes me and to those that do not believe me. Tell the righteous that it will be well with them, but woe unto the wicked." Regardless of what may come. I'm thinking of Isaiah 42. The waters aren't going to overthrow the church. The fire's not going to burn off a hair off the top of your head. Isaiah 42. The Lord will be with us in all that we're called to do while we're in the fight. Those that believe. Remember the children of Israel? Remember the ones that fell by the wayside? Those are the ones that were at the backmost part, that weren't willing to go ahead and stay to the front. I'm thinking of Isaiah 10. And what happened? They fell in the wilderness. Nope. We're not of those that don't believe. We're of those that do believe. Now, I got to get over to this because it falls perfectly in line with what's going on today. Because I want to get over to the Second Amendment. And again, what we're talking about right now, friends, is so many say they want the resolve. Okay? We're under attack by corruption now. They're trying to force everybody to now get a said experimental jab. And in the face of even what contradicts even the corrupt CDC's own statistics, it's crazy. It's designed to confuse. Daniel 9:7. Those that have their eyes fixed on the Lord aren't confused. They see right through all this, friends. We receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Keep walking towards Him. To those that are paying attention to the tumultuous waters, don't look at the water like Peter did. Look at Christ. Because the minute you start to look at the tumultuous waves, what do? You start to sink. Keep in mind, in scriptural context, Peter asked the Lord to bid him to come out into the water. How many of us do that? And then once we get out there, we start looking at the waves. We start looking at the storm and the tumultuousness of that storm instead of the Christ. And once we start to look at the storm, we start to fall into the waters. And at the end of the day, we may drown. But the Lord's always there to pick us up, isn't He? Yes, He is. And the Lord says back to us again, keep your eyes on Me. Keep your eyes on Me and you will overcome. In the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. And in Me, you will have peace. That is the real peace that the Lord gives. That passeth all understanding. We got hour two coming up. You say that you want the resolve. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Let the nitty gritty and let the rubber hit the road in the second hour. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.